we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and I have the privilege of coming and talking to you 5 days a week. But today we have a little bit of a different program for you. Last August, we had a leadership conference where we brought in Duke Matlock and came in, and we had several people that came in from the community. And Duke is going to be coming and joining us August the 27th and the 28th. On Saturday the 27th, he's going to be doing a workshop at 9 a.m., and then he's going to be back preaching for us at 10:30 a.m. on August the 28th. So we're really looking forward to that. This is a gift from Merritt Assembly of God to invest in you and your health and your personal success. And so we, on that day, we're going to provide a continental breakfast. We're going to have a free lunch. And so if you'd write this number down, 321-454-4263, to RSVP or send us a message at merrittassembly@hotmail.com, or drop us a little note saying, hey, I would like to bring X number of people. That way we can make sure that we have plenty of food available. There's nothing like going to a free dinner and there not being any food and a feast turning into a fast. So we don't want to leave you in a lurch, but this is a gift. We want the saints of Merritt Assembly of God. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that the cream always rises to the top. And we believe that Christians should be the most productive and the hardest and most beneficial workers that a company has. And so we want to take this opportunity to invest in you. And Duke Matlock is with us today, and we're going to be talking to him and giving you a little bit more of insight into who he is and what he does and what you can expect on August the 27th. And so Duke is a friend of mine. He's pastored over in Kissimmee, and he is one of our presbyters in the Assemblies of God. And like I say, I am so thankful to be a person that I have authorities over me, because I view them as God's gift to me to help keep me on the right track, keep me away from error, and keep me from making major mistakes. And so Duke, we welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast today. And would you mind just taking just a moment and introducing yourself to the listeners to let them know a little bit about you, because they don't know you as well as I know you, and I could know you better. So
well, Bob, thank you. I'm excited about the upcoming date, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. You know, when you ask who I am, I don't get asked that question a whole lot. I always tell people that I am when I think about who I am, I'm a husband and a dad and a son and a brother, and I am the master to Guapo, an American Bulldog. All the important relationships I have. I think you can sum them up right there. And what I do is I help people grow. You know, I pastored for 30 years, the last 20 at one particular church. And during that time, I actually felt a sense of call. I remember the day God said, I have something else I want you to do. And that was the beginning that I began to prepare for what that next level would look like, what that next journey would look like. So what I do today is that I write and I speak and I coach about personal and professional leadership. So most of the people that I work with are pastors, and I just help them to increase their leadership capacity, to become better, more effective people. I help them to develop margin in their life, to grow in the key areas of their life, and to see increase.
Okay. Well, we have been greatly benefited by you coming, but I know also that before you got into ministry, you were also in business, and you were quite successful in that. So if there are business people that are interested in coming to our conference on August the 27th, you will be able to speak into their situations as well.
Well, that's true. And a large percentage of my clients today are not people in ministry. I tend to work with people who want to make change and grow and accomplish. So it's, I'm not sure exactly what the percentage is, but the things that we'll learn that day will apply both to how to, actually, we're doing a growth workshop. How do you grow anything?
Right.
How do you grow in your personal life? How do you grow your business? How do you grow in ministry? How do you grow in your capacity to lead anything? Yeah.
Yeah. All of us need to grow. I remember reading a book and it's saying grow before you have to, or change before you have to. And so we always look for that. And so that's what we want to do, is we want help. We want to be of help to people to succeed at whatever they are doing. So so you mentioned that you have clients, and so you don't just come to churches and speak. There are some other things that you do. Can you let the listeners know some of the services that that you provide?
Yeah, I can do that. Can I say something about real quickly, something you just said about preparing for what's next? There are three ways every person knows that there's going to be a next. Often we get stuck in our life thinking about where we are and is there going to be something else that we're going to do. But three ways leaders transition. Some leaders grow into what's next, and those are people who rearrange their life, do some disciplines in order to increase their leadership capacity. And when an opportunity comes along, even if they don't know what the opportunity will be, they explode into that opportunity.
Then I'm taking notes as you share these things, by the way. So.
Well, then there are people who fall into what's next. And that's a person who just has an opportunity that comes along to them. They weren't preparing for that opportunity. They weren't preparing for what's next. And then when that opportunity happens, maybe it's someone moves on, there's a new promotion at their job, there's whatever it is, this opportunity presents itself and they grab it. They can see it, but they get a hold of it and then they find out they're not prepared for it. And so they spend an enormous amount of energy growing into it at that point. That person has limited their success because so much of their energy is spent retooling and learning how to do it. So one guy, he's growing into what's next. He's preparing before he ever gets there.
Right.
The next guy or gal, the next person is coming along, and they're having to learn on the job. Unfortunately, there's a third category, and that's people who fail into what's next. And they don't make it. The opportunity comes along, they step into it, or they're afraid of it because they've done nothing to invest in themselves. The workshop that we will spend together, we will talk about how to grow anything. And if you take those principles and you apply them in your situation, in your setting, you'll prepare for whatever's next.
Right. And after we get done, I'll share with you some of the things that God's been laying upon my heart since we saw each other last. Yeah. And that's falling right into that. And I know people who are experiencing that next process right now in their life. And so that's great truth right there. So what are some of the other services you provide? I know that you come along and you help churches and things like that, but
not just churches, but businesses too. So here's what we do. We have people interact with us in all kinds of ways, and we serve them in all kinds of ways. One way is that we write great information about how to invest in yourself and invest in success, and they can go to DukeMatlock.com and they can subscribe there, and that the things that we write be delivered right to their email inbox, and all kinds of great things that are there. What the last article we wrote was how to prepare for a sabbatical, and people think of sabbaticals and they think, well, that's for pastors, and that's not true. That's absolutely not true. And but that's a great read. But we talk about things about being better in the workplace, better in life, how to grow, how to invest in yourself and invest in success. Another thing that we do is that we have all kinds of coaching packages that are available that are delivered via video. And so they can pick those things up. I think most of them are there. We do leadership assessments. We do that with teams. So I, when it comes to direct interaction with me on a personal level, I work with teams. So I coach teams and I help teams to be better. We do team building. We also do team training and I have ongoing relationships with them. We currently work with 20 different organizations that I'm directly involved with. I also do one-on-one leadership coaching or a growth coach. I'm actually a success coach if you look at it from an industry standard. There's a limit to how many people that I can work with, of course, but we have a number of them that are there. We're always looking for the next great achiever that wants to bust out and increase their capacity. That's another way that we work with them.
And all of those aren't just here in Central Florida. It can be some distance away too. Like if there was somebody here in Brevard County, just because you're in Orange County, that doesn't mean that it's, or you're not in Orange County. What are you, Osceola County?
Yeah.
Osceola County. Sorry. That doesn't mean you're too far away that,
No. As a matter of fact, I have a team, an intact team I work with that's in Phoenix, Arizona. Most of the work with me is all video.
Okay.
So, now that's not true. That's not true of teams in Florida that want to do team days. I'll go in and work with them. We'll spend a half day. I was just in, just 2 days ago, I was in South Florida. I spent the day with the team. I spent Sunday morning with the church, Sunday afternoon with lay leaders and business leaders from the community. And Monday I spent with the pastoral team of the church. So that's probably a typical weekend for me is training people that are in business or are serving in the church, similar leadership lessons, speaking on Sunday morning and then working with the pastoral team.
Well, that sounds, I know we're really looking forward to what it is. And this, the workshop that you presented last year, that's not the same workshop you're presenting this year. This is a pretty much a brand new workshop, isn't it? So what can they expect when they come? If they came last year, what can they expect this year? And if they missed last year, they're not disqualified from coming this year. What can they expect?
Well, a moment ago I said we were doing the growth workshop, but that's actually not the one we're doing. We're doing the Get Up and Grow workshop, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So the Get Up the growth workshop, we'll have to
the morning matters.
The Mornings Matter workshop actually walks people through a process. It's a proven process. It's tried and true. It is the number one request that I have for one-on-one coaching is people want to be coached through the process that we're going to present at your place in about 3 hours. You talk about a great return on investment, especially since it's free.
Yeah,
it's hard not to get a great return.
Yeah, if they come and they don't like it, we'll give them their enrollment feedback. So,
but people pay significant amount of money to be coached through the process. So here's what we're going to do: we'll show them how to close out their day, and that'll be the anchor for them. And what we'll do then is by showing that, we'll teach them how to have great margin in their life. And people often ask what margin is. Bob, if I asked you what margin was, what would you say?
I would say the ability to get things done, but also the ability to adjust should something unexpected arise. So
yeah, I think that's true. For the engineers that are listening, we would say that margin is the difference between the load and the limit.
Okay.
If you have more load than you have capacity to pull the train down the track, then you end up with burnout. You blow the engine up. For the writers, we would say it's the blank space on the side of the page that's there. And for people like me who are a little simpler, a margin is the end of something and the space between the end of one thing and the beginning of another thing. And so we show how to create margin in your day so that your work hours are about producing outside your home and your evening is about producing inside your home and building a great family, and your mornings are about creating space where you can invest in yourself. That's really what we do with Margin.
Yeah, and I've found the older that I've become, the more important Margin has become in my life. I have a great deal more understanding and a great deal more appreciation for it now, and so we're really looking forward to that.
You hear people say, or I've heard it said, it's not how soon you arrive, it's how you thrive. And how many people do we see that are able to achieve success and then they burn out and it all fries?
Yeah.
And so if we could help them to develop Margin in their life where they could have that dream success, that ultimate, I mean, they're championing the dream in their life. They're executing that thing. To be able to do that and not lose your marriage and not lose your kids.
Right.
Is there a way to do that? Is there a way to really live that dream and still have a family? And I know when I was a younger guy, I would be so driven towards accomplishment that sometimes I'd work 70, 80 hours a week and do it. Today, I think I need to sleep 70 or 80 hours a week, but that's age.
Well, I know that when I first got into ministry, that there were people who actually thought that your family came beneath your ministry.
Yeah.
And I saw a whole lot of ministry families that blew apart because things were out of order. And I remember watching a movie, Apollo 13 or some one of those space movies where they put Gary Sinise's character into the rocket, and he was trying to figure out the sequence that they could do to get everything done that needed to be done. And
wow.
And he finally succeeded in the simulator so that they could succeed upstairs. So up in space. So I really appreciate getting things in the right order. I think it brings us a lot of peace.
And you know, it's not just for ministry though. Every person who is a professional faces the same pressure.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that starts his own construction business, I mean, he faces that pressure. You know, a person who works in sales. You know, years ago, I was a salesman. I was really successful at it. And I want you to know that there's a temptation to work all the time because you're making money. Don't stop making money while you're making money.
Uh-huh.
And so that was there. We cover three other areas, so it's not just about Margin in the workshop. We'll also show people how to invest in themselves spiritually. It's the idea behind how do you have effective devotions. We'll give five habits that should be included in everybody's spiritual investment in themselves. We'll also show people, for all the Christians that come, we'll show them how to have devotions for their success life and their leadership. And we really use that as a model, that invest in yourself spiritually. Then we show how do you invest in yourself from a success standpoint? How do you grow your capacity there? And then we will talk about five simple ways to invest in your health. The five things that I'll show on health helped me to lose 100 pounds last year.
Praise God.
And it was those simple habits, five habits. If people that are struggling with the weight come for nothing else, those five habits are worth it. I think we will make available, if it's an actual manual that we've written, they'll be able to purchase at that event that will show them how I lost 100 pounds in a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
five steps.
It's those little things. And, you know, I shared with our church recently that Christians can have a tendency to ignore some of the principles in God's word just as much as unbelievers can, and think that we can ignore that area that God has spoken to. And we just won't suffer the consequences because we really need to live our life with wisdom. That was one of my messages recently, is children of God walk in wisdom. And so I'm looking forward to hearing the wisdom, because I got a few pounds I need to shed. And I know from talking to you before, it's little adjustments. We think of macro change, but really the little bitty changes on a consistent basis is very important, isn't it?
That's what we're going to do. We'll we will cover 20 habits during that workshop. And it's like a cafeteria approach. Where I always say to my clients, let's pick five that you can implement in this next window of time. And then we'll pick five more. And if we could add a new habit, for most of them, we say if we could add a new habit a week, just one new thing, and we could keep building on those habits, in a matter of 20 weeks, it would be an unbelievable change. Unbelievable change. You know, Bob, it is amazing the responses that we get from people that go through the process. It is absolutely incredible the difference that it makes in their lives when they begin to make these small habit-based changes. People that we send DVDs to, or people will buy DVD sets and they'll send them to someone else around this same material. We can't believe the emails that we get from people that are writing, that are saying, I'm now doing this process. I'm now plugging this in. I've rearranged my, you don't want to tell everybody what it takes to do the 20 habits because it scares them off.
Uh-huh.
But the fact of the matter is that once you make these small changes in your schedule so that you can start investing in yourself, it makes monumental changes in your life. The person that you least feel compelled to invest in is you. Every parent puts their kids first, or every good parent. You know, people who are building a business put their business first, and they make personal sacrifice in order to build it. They say, I'm going to get that return later. Well, you can't get a return back on your personal investment unless you invest in yourself. And it really is an amazing thing. The places that we do this workshop at tend to invite us back to do it again, same workshop, because they want to increase the number of people that are in the room hearing it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's kind of amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, as you're sharing that, you know, sometimes we've gotten that priority out of whack where we're investing in other people first. But I think of, you know, what they tell you every time you get on an airplane, and they say, hey, in the unlikely event that the cabin depressurizes, the oxygen mask is going to come down. And if you're a parent, make sure you put your mask on first before you put it on your child. And, you know, because once you get yours on, you can make sure that you get your child's on, but the child may not be able to help you. And so I really, really like that advice. So is there some of the feedback that you've had from the conferences that you could share without giving specifics or anything?
Well, you know, I tried to just do that and be ambiguous, but you know, when you do a workshop somewhere and they want you to come back and increase the number of people that are there, I think that's an impressive statement about what's happening.
Uh-huh.
So some of the churches that I work with are larger churches. So they may have me come in and they may want me to work with key leaders on a particular thing. When they get to this workshop, they always say, whoa, wait, we should have opened this up to all of our leaders. We should have opened this up to all of our decision makers. Because most people don't know how to invest in themselves. It's not that they don't want to. They don't have a clue how to start.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels so selfish to do. So we will not only give the motivation, but we will give practical, simple how-tos. How do you invest in yourself? And so what do people want? People want to hear it again.
So that's awesome. So we're getting close here on time. So if there was someone that was listening, a business owner in the area or maybe another pastor, and they wanted to get in contact with you, how could they do that?
DukeMatlock.com. Now I'm everywhere on social media as @DukeMatlock. Yeah. And DukeMatlock.com, they can fill out a contact form right there, and that will email me. Or my my email address is also simple, duke@dukematlock.com.
Okay.
So if you can remember Duke Matlock, you can pretty much find me. It's not that complicated. They can email me at Duke Matlock. They can fill out a form online. They can, you know, Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, all of those. I'm on there as Duke Matlock.
Okay. So we've talked about Saturday. What can we look for on Sunday, August the 28th?
I'm going to be speaking about the five enemies of growth.
The five enemies of growth.
The five enemies of growth.
Okay. And so we would just like to say thank you. You've taken time out of your busy schedule to come and spend it with us here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. And I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. And I know it makes a difference in people's lives. I'm not interested in just doing things for, you know, just to fill in time. I believe that everybody who comes to this is going to have more successful days than they've ever had. And so we thank you for coming in. And for those of you who are interested, I want to remind you of the dates about this Morning Matters workshop and growing is August the 27th, 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. We'll have a continental lunch that will be provided. That'll be earlier. So if you want to eat, come come before 9. We're going to start at 9. I really like to start on time. We'll also have a free lunch that is provided. And so give us a call at 454-4263 so that you can RSVP. You can also email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. And so we're gonna rebroadcast this another time or two, and I'll mention it on some of our other broadcasts. But we just want you to take this opportunity to invest in yourself spiritually, to invest in success and your health, and how to create margin in your life. And so that's coming up. Don't miss. I mean, the price is right. It's absolutely free, and I know that you are going to be blessed. I like to surround myself with people who are smarter than I am, who can impart things into my life that I need to grow. And we want to make sure that you have that opportunity August the 27th and the 28th. So I'm going to close out the broadcast here in prayer. I know we had an exclusive prayer broadcast here last Friday. But I'm telling you, we really need to be a praying people with the way things that are going here in America right now. We need to appeal to heaven. So, Father, we just want to thank you for everyone who's listening today. God, on this Tuesday or Thursday, whichever day they happen to be listening, I pray, God, that you would order their steps, direct their path, that you would empower them to be overcomers in every area of their life. God, I pray that the believers in this county would be the best and most productive employees that our county has. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.